I was wondering if we get the thought here, and again, I just throw it out, not something that happened by chance. And what I mean by that is we get that if a man is walking, he comes by a dead body, he gets unclean. We get that idea. Or even John, that as we go by, we get defiled. But here it seemed to be something that I willfully do. And so it says, look, you think you're clean, so you say, I go next to this, then that's going to be clean. It's like an equally yoke that John mentioned. That I go into it with my eyes open and say, oh, I like this person, I marry them, so that I may save them. I think that's the thought, because I think that's a more in disobedience, that is what I do. But the scripture call upon us to be sanctified. I was looking at 2 Timothy. You depart from iniquity so that there may be what is really clean and holy for the Lord. So I think the idea so often is not what happenstance that I come up against, but it's more what I go into with my eyes open. But even before that, what ought to warm my heart is the fact that God is acting on my behalf. And that's why in the first verses it says, I will do this, I will do this. So it's God is acting for me and for himself. But then we so often are disobedient, and we do that which is not according to his ways.
My wife's younger sister wanted to marry this unbeliever, and she wanted to have her uncle marry them. They went to him. He labored with him for 2 hours. Will not be saved. My wife and I had a good talk with her sister. She insisted on marrying him. Well, that would be nice. It's only 32 years ago now. Not saved yet. Instead, they got divorced.
You know, that helps us, brother, in the sense for an older brother to share that with all of us, because you know, oftentimes we might say those things to young people, and we are correct in sharing that. But when you share it with real practical experience, sadly, that hopefully drives home the seriousness and the reality that what we are saying is not something theoretical, but something that can harm a person for the rest of their life. So thank you for sharing.
In Colossians chapter 3. It talks about the old man, and like you're saying, went from the 7th month to the 9th month. We all live in sinful flesh, and we have a tendency to do the things, the deeds of the old man. I can't read the whole portion, but Colossians 3:9, it says, second part, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, verse 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. And we're talking about Christ here. And when a person has received Christ as their Savior, they are dead. And in verse 3, it says, but you are dead and your life is hidden in Christ. And then it also speaks of a circumcision not made by hands, which the Lord Jesus Christ does in our heart. So we all have a tendency in the flesh. We're going to walk in the flesh and commit all these things it talks about, the old man, the Adam in us, keeps trying to raise its ugly head. But it's only through walking in the Spirit, Jesus circumcises our sinful heart and allows us in the power of the Spirit to walk above sin. And every day it's a struggle. You know, every day I'm tempted to do something I shouldn't, whether it's a thought, a deed, and it's a constant battle within each of our souls. And I have a son that married a girl that he met in high school, and she's not a believer too. And you know, it's a hard thing. And I have grandchildren I hardly ever see. And it, you know, it breaks your heart sometimes. So, young people, be very careful in your relationship. Okay, if someone's not a believer, there should be red flags going up. Okay, trust the Lord. He'll provide you a mate in his time.
We have seen in chapter 1 twice, consider your ways, or the word consider, mentioned twice in connection with the people. But when you come to verses 15 and verses 18, the word, same word again, consider, set your heart, is mentioned three times, once in verse 15 and twice in verse 18. But here our eyes are taken up from ourselves. And now we are looking at consider his ways. Now we consider our ways. Now we have to consider his ways. Because again, I think, and we mentioned it earlier, it is important that we examine ourselves. It is important to be in the presence of the Lord and weigh things by the measure of the sanctuary, to see how God looked at our ways. But now we don't just sit there and feel pity for ourselves and, you know, feel sorry for ourselves or feel bad for ourselves and get paralyzed. Now we take our eyes off ourselves and then consider his ways. Consider now, when we straighten up, when we start hearkening to his voice, when we fear before him, when we obey his word, when we deassociate ourselves from that which will defile us. Now consider, what's going to happen? Blessing. Blessing is going to come. Blessing is going to come in verse 16, and blessing is going to come in verse 19. And he said, from this day, mark, because we should have stepping stones in our life, marks in our life, where we would say, you know what? Now look at what the Lord is doing with me. We need to have that lively relationship with him. That nothing just happened by accident. There are encounters that we have with the Lord, and it have impact on us. He said, consider, watch what's going on here. From this day, I will bless.
Yeah, the opportunity here for, if you will, a new start, which is in him, is verse 15. Consider from, this is a new start, from this day and upward. This is what he had in mind from them even before the foundation was laid for the temple. But then he reminds them again, as we had in chapter 1, of the shortfalls of not paying attention to him and walking in his ways. You know, what you thought you had, you only have half of, or even less. You thought you had 50 vessels of wine, but you only have 20. But it's still the same thought that we had in chapter 1, that without him, the blessings just aren't there. But he is waiting for that moment, for their obedience to him. The seed is in the barn. And yet in the vine, the fig tree, everything is there ready to grow for you if you will comply, if you will obey him. And that's what he's looking for.